Some Cochrane reviews bring together research for a wide variety of illnesses, but with a single symptom in common. Claudia Balzavine, a research fellow at King's College in London, England, tells us about one such review of ways to manage breathlessness.
People with an advanced illness, such as cancer, heart disease, and some neurological conditions, often feel out of breath. Appropriate management of this distressing symptom requires both pharmacological and non-pharmacological interventions. But the evidence for the various treatments varies widely. For example, there's evidence that opioids, rather than other drugs, are beneficial. We also know that pulmonary rehabilitation or non-invasive ventilation helps to relieve dyspnea in patients with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD. However, several other interventions have also been tried in order to relieve breathlessness. Our Cochrane review puts all the research on these non-drug interventions together in one place, allowing us to provide a balanced picture of the different options. We aimed to determine which non-pharmacological methods do relieve shortness of breath and which are the most effective. We found 47 studies and categorized these into two groups. Those that tested methods with a single clearly described component and those with a mixture of components. We further divided these two groups on the basis of the interventions tested. This revealed some interventions which can help to relieve breathlessness. These included vibration of the patient's chest wall, electrical stimulation of their leg muscles, walking aids, and breathing training. There were mixed results for the use of acupuncture or acupressure. Some of the other interventions that we encountered, for which there is not enough research to judge their effectiveness at the moment, include counseling and support, music, relaxation, a handheld fan directed at a patient's face, case management, and psychotherapy. The variety of interventions is also reflected in the various professionals providing them. It was mainly nurses, but physiotherapists, pharmacists, psychoanalysts, or doctors, as part of a multidisciplinary team, were also involved some of the time. We also divided up the research to look more closely at those disease groups where breathlessness is highly prevalent, such as COPD, advanced cancer, chronic heart failure, motor neuron disease, and interstitial lung disease. Most of the studies had been done in people with COPD. In fact, 35 of the 47 studies in our review recruited patients with this condition. A small number of the trials included a mixture of different conditions. Three studies included people with chronic heart failure, one trial studied motor neuron disease, and five were restricted to cancer patients.
If you would like to read the details about the specific interventions, conditions, and trials mentioned by Claudia, you will find this in her Cochrane review at www.cochrane.org.